Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit GoEVMobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is our annual show with Lois Ann's Hope House this morning. We talk about trees of hope this time of year, and here we go again. Lisa Crittenden is here from Lois Ann's Hope House, and Anna Billingsley is also here from Hope House. Good morning.
Good morning to both of you. Good morning again.
Boy, we do this every year. It is an exciting, Trees of Hope, as we get into this, it's an exciting concept, and boy, it just keeps growing and growing and growing. Anna, you were just telling me 80 trees went out this year.
Yes, Ted. The concept is we provide the trees so that everybody starts with the same base, and then they decorate to their heart's content. And so normally when we get the trees available in late August, early September, we are by November begging people to take trees to decorate. Mm-hmm. 80 trees went out the door in no time. It was amazing.
And people are still asking for trees, and we don't have any more to give.
now these trees,
they're 3 foot tabletop trees.
Okay, I was going to say, they're tabletop kind of trees.
Yeah.
And people really go all out and decorating. We're not just talking about putting a star and a little thing. I mean, some people, there's really a lot of thought. I mean, there's, I think, thought throughout the year of how you're going to decorate your tree.
Definitely. The creativity. If you have not seen a tree, please go to our website. We also highlight it on Facebook. There are beautiful trees. People are very creative. We've had lamps. We've had table sprays. We've had so many different
and
types
a lot
of
the
trees.
Trees are themed, like beach trees, you know, ocean kind of theme, or they have wildlife.
There's been very artsy trees displaying the downtown businesses with doors. It's beautiful. It's just beautiful what people come up with as far as creativity. And I think our tree that went for the most as far as bidding was over $2,000.
Yeah.
Over $2,000.
But it's also within reach for anybody because we have all of them are on auction, and some of them go for $25 to $50. So they're it's a wide range.
You know what? Last year, we're going to get into what happens throughout the whole course of the holiday season with Trees of Hope. It benefits Lois Ann's Hope House. And it occurred to me last year in doing judging and looking at them, the fact that people put so much effort into this to try to get I think they have fun doing it, but also to get so much people to bid so much for these trees really speaks highly of what people think of Hope House.
Right.
I
think so too.
I just thought if it was just like, okay, yeah, I can do it, but the effort that people put into it, as I thought about it, I thought that's exciting that Hope House is that widely loved. That someone wants to think about this and spend so much time doing it.
And so much money. People can spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on these trees. And for them, it's like making that kind of contribution to Hope House. I mean, this is their way and their gift to decorate a tree. So it really is meaningful. And I will say that Ted is a judge nearly every year, and he has a really hard time choosing the best trees.
I think I'm the judge who keeps walking around the longest because everyone else seems to do things.
He's always scratching his head.
Or I'm scratching on my pad to change somebody that was here to they should be there. And it's difficult.
Yeah, it is. I would say I'm very glad that I am not a judge because I end up falling in love with so many trees. But Ted, you talked about across our community, people are engaged in this event, I think because of creativity, and they can, as Anna said, feel as if they give back. But I believe that every person is touched in some way by homelessness. they know someone, their family member, they're a paycheck from possibly themselves, with the question of, will I be homeless ever? You never know when circumstances come about. And so people want to make a difference. And they see that homelessness does not mean chronic homelessness by meaning you're on the street. It means it could be, as Anna, I love how Anna tells the stories. It could be the woman you're getting groceries from, the cashier at the grocery store. It could be the person who you're purchasing shoes from. It's a normal circumstance that could happen to any of us. And so we have to consider that. And it could be that school teacher. We've had school teachers. So it impacts everyone.
The social workers in Spotsylvania County always tell the story or talk about that every student in Spotsylvania County Schools goes to school with someone who's homeless. They may not know it.
Correct.
That's a good point, yeah.
That's correct.
And like you say, I think we all are around people, and that's a great point, Anna. You just you never know.
Right. I remember a school teacher came and called Hope House and said that she believed another teacher was homeless, that she was going to talk to that person because what they were doing was staying late at school in the evening time every day. And so that person finally had the conversation and found out that they needed help, and they came to Hope House. Those are the stories that touch people's lives, and they know the impact that's made. And we have to make those decisions. Do we bring them into the emergency shelter or not? Because all the kids would know them. The parents sometimes would know them.
Yeah.
And so you have to make those individual decisions based on circumstances, but we're here to help everyone.
It's the oldest and the largest.
Oldest and the largest family homeless shelter homeless shelter in our community. Such great news about growth. We're up to 19 families now. So we've added more homes. We've added more programs. Because we know that it's making a difference in our community. We could not do it without Trees of Hope, without all of the specific donations that we receive and the donors that are committed to ending homelessness with us.
That's what we're talking about this morning, Trees of Hope. We're going to get into where you can see them. You can see them at the Ashley Home Store in Central Park, and we'll get into all of that and talk about a number of activities going on tied with Trees of Hope. Anna Billingsley and Lisa Crittenden here this morning. LoisAnnsHopeHouse.org, the website, to find out that the great work being done at Hope House and also Trees of Hope and how you can get involved. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun. Visit GoEVMobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
Lisa Crittenden and Anna Billingsley here this morning from Lois Ann's Hope House. LoisAnnsHopeHouse.org is the website for all kinds of information. Trees of Hope is what we're talking about. And there are a lot of events surrounding Trees of Hope that begin this week. And I'll let you guys talk about. There are three bigger things going on. Again, it's at the Ashley Home Store in Central Park is where you can walk in at the end of the week and see some of these.
Let me just say, we are so excited about the relationship with Ashley Furniture Store Outlet we had last year. This year we have the store in Central Park.
Yeah.
Everybody goes to Central Park. Come out.
Right.
You can't miss it.
Yep.
But we want to thank Mike Trivett and the Trivett family for all that they've provided for us to host this event. It's really pretty big. So we couldn't do it without them.
They stepped up last year with COVID. There was wondering, are we going to be able to do things? And they stepped up, and it was the store in Cosner's Corner last year.
Yes, it was the store in Cosner's Corner. And he stepped up again this year. We were still quite unsure. Do we host it at an event? Will we be able to? COVID is still lingering at that point in time. And so we applaud him. When you talk about commitment to end homelessness, he shows up. He shows up. So his leadership has been amazing for Lois Ann's Hope House and the other shelters as well.
He has really talked about this, and you're right. This is more than just you can come here and do this. He's passionate about it. When you see him in community settings, he's always talking about Hope House and Trees of Hope.
He's a board member. He made he always for years supported us as far as the shelter, and then he said, you know, I can make a stronger difference. I'd love to be a part of your leadership and continue on the future of Hope House. And so, again, between him, his staff, his family, we want to praise them and thank them for all that they do.
Boy, and that's for people to be able to do that in those kind of positions, really any position, but it's so helpful when you have community leaders who want to do more and want to be on the board and things like that.
It is exciting. So
now we've had Trees of Hope for years and years, and we've changed our venues, but I tell you, COVID really threw us for a loop, and we didn't really know what we were going to do. We didn't want to not have the event. So as Lisa said, Mike Trivett stepped up last year and let us use his store. They're already open and taking all the COVID protocols, so it makes a lot of sense. And these trees are now situated in a home setting, as you would do it at your house.
That was so different last year, and it was you could see it with tables and lamps and chairs,
right.
And that was totally different than just having them sit out on a table.
Yeah, the trees are interspersed among the pieces of furniture. And if you are out and around Central Park, it's no cost. You just come in and look at the trees, and you can. We always have a people's choice where you can rate the trees and pick out your favorites. And we have silent auction throughout the display of trees, and you can just bid on your phone. So if you fall in love with a tree and really want it, and somebody outbids you, you can just, while you're at home drinking your coffee, you can up your bid. But, you know, who knows? You could come in and view the trees and pick up a dining room table.
We had people do that last year.
Yes, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Because some of these look really good. You looked at it and you thought, it does give you a visual of what these can be. And these, Lisa, you've talked about this before. A lot of these are holiday themed, but not all of them. And these are the kind of trees that you can have out
all year long.
The trees are delivered this week, the decorated trees, and we get them all set up and have the exhibit open on Friday, this Friday, November 19th. And the exhibit of the trees extends for 3 weeks till Saturday, December 11th. And bidding takes place during that whole time. But we have a special opportunity on this Saturday, November 20th, where we're calling it a tree showcase extravaganza. And this is an opportunity for people to get to see the trees early and start bidding. And then we've invited the tree decorators so they can talk to the decorators while they're out there.
Oh.
And one of the most exciting things is that we're having a tree raffled during that event. And the tree is one that somebody has donated back to us. It was one of the highly sought after trees last year. Mm-hmm. It's a tree that has paintings of doors of Fredericksburg.
I remember that.
And it's a beautiful tree. These are, original art all through the tree. And so if you come on Saturday between 2 and 5, we're going to raffle off this tree. So you can, I think, take it home with you then. I don't know. We'd like to have it on display, but it's yours. It's not going to be bid on after that. So so that's a great opportunity. I will say it's an absolutely gorgeous tree. So that's Saturday, and then like Lisa and I said, any time between now and December 11th, you can go out to Ashley Home Store and see the trees during their operating hours. And then we're going to conclude the event on Saturday, December 11th, which is when we're going to have a party and a live auction of select trees. Every year there's probably 6 or 8 that just you know, wow us so much that we think we can't just have them in among the rest mm-hmm. of the trees. So we separate those out, and they're going to be live auctioned on this event that's December 11th between 7 and 9. But you don't have to be at the event. The live auction trees are going to be set apart when you visit at Ashley Home Store. And if you want one of those, then you can just bid from home during the live auction as well, because it's going to be via Zoom.
Yes.
So anyway, the live auction trees are pretty spectacular. I remember a few years ago, Ken Croco, one of our big tree decorators, who's also a wonderful volunteer at Hope House.
And a wonderful human being.
He did a tree with all kinds of silver pieces of jewelry. And people were just in awe of that tree. Mm-hmm. And so
I didn't know he did that, because I do remember.
Yeah.
I remember
filled
that.
Filled with silver jewelry.
And so everybody that viewed the trees before the live auction was like, I want that tree. I want that tree. And, of course, then we had set it up differently. Now everybody's so used to Zooming, but we didn't know that technology then, and you had to be at the live auction.
Right.
And it did go for a lot, but there were a lot of disappointed people who couldn't be there that night. So now that solution, we have a solution to that. If you really like a live auction tree and you can't make the party,
join us virtually.
Yeah. So, but we hope you'll come out to the party. It'll be fun. We're going to have hors d'oeuvres and cocktails in the store.
Oh, and the setup will be just, you just think of the setup just at night in that setting with like,
and you can socially distance. And
yeah.
I think we're going to be safe. I know we're going to be safe.
Yeah,
so,
we will be.
So it'll be a great event when people have been used to being stuck at home, and now you can get out and do something fun.
And shop.
Yeah. Well, just some of the the technology end of
itself,
this makes it available now to the community. I think the very first year I did this years ago was a judge, and I think it was over at Belmont.
Yes, Belmont, yeah. Correct.
I think that was it. And that was a great setting, too, because it was a very small kind of, but with the view and everything. But, boy, to have it at the Ashley Home Store now is just a whole other thing.
Yeah, and having that huge store where we can all spread out.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
It makes a big
difference. Love, we love to feature our donors and our sponsors, and there'll be tree lanes, and so you'll be able to walk down a tree lane and named after a sponsor, and it's just wonderful.
Well, and it in all of this benefits Hope House and the great work that you do there.
Yes.
And ultimately, this is just this has really turned into a big-time fun event.
It's all about ending, like we said, all about ending homelessness. And, last year alone, there was over 500 individuals touched. I always say touched, and sounds a little weird, but impacted by homelessness, and over 230 of those were children. So you have to imagine the lives that you are changing for the better.
Yeah.
The lives that you are changing for the better. The impact of the virus and the pandemic created some challenges for us as an organization. And so we had some movers and shakers that made some mindful donations to, increase the amount of families we could take in. So we went from, when I started, Anna was the board member who hired me. When I started, we had 13 families, and now we have 19 that we can hold in shelter. We had two programs, and now we have six.
The idea is that they come to Hope House, and it's like a home. It is a home.
Yeah.
And they have their own space and can cook for themselves. But the idea is that they don't stay at Hope House very long.
Right.
Our goal is to get them into their own housing and help them get jobs and childcare and all of those things that they need to work and produce, turn things back over to the community that,
There's an economic impact as well. When they come into the shelter, we're looking at their employment, We're looking at, you know, what's affordable for them. Mm-hmm. How do they shop? You know, what's important for the nutrition of their family. We look at all of that. We look at their budget. Everything is looked at. How can we, if they're not working, how can we find help find them a job? How could we redo their resume so that they are getting into a career path that they will love? You know, how can they increase their income if they're not making enough? All those things we take a look at. You know, we have the majority are single moms with children, but we've had single dads, we've had full-fledged families, we've had grandparents. So the impact is great across our community. And, you know, we're looking at the region. We're looking at Stafford, Spotsy, Caroline County, City of Fredericksburg, yeah, and King George. It's impacting everyone.
Los Angeles Hope House, our focus this morning on Lafayette Boulevard. Trees of Hope is the big fundraiser we're talking about, too. And we'll talk more about just homelessness in the area and how you can get involved through this or other programs through Hope House. Lisa Crittenden and Anna Billingsley here. LosAngelesHopeHouse.org is the website. And we will continue along on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's coming up on 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Lois Hens Hope House, our focus this morning, and Trees of Hope. Lisa Crittenden is here, along with Anna Billingsley. LoisHensHopeHouse.org is the website, and we will get into and again run through all the particulars about Trees of Hope, because that is starting this week and just a great chance to get involved, maybe pick up a tree or two, but and also provide for funding for Hope House. Before the break, Lisa, we were talking just about the goal of no families homeless and some of the things that you do. I remember a couple years ago before you just purchased this house and were getting it ready, and we went through it right before a family was ready to move in, and I just couldn't get over how nice everything is. Just any of the stereotypes that you think, well, this is what a shelter would be like. It is not like that at all.
No, it's not. And that's what, when people walk into the shelter, they go, oh, it's really nice and clean. It's beautiful. These are homes. You know, people are down at their lowest when they walk into shelter, right?
Yeah.
They are so depressed.
There's a humiliation kind of.
Yes.
Sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when they walk in, we try to have no judgment whatsoever. We're trying to provide them an experience and an opportunity that gets them ahead. That has them catapult into stability. But when they walk in that door and they see their bedroom, and the bedroom is, again, all the donations are from our community. We're not providing and purchasing. And they walk in and they see the rooms, and there's tears that come to their eyes and say, oh my goodness, thank you. Like, I did not believe that this would be provided to me, that you care. It's almost like a caring, that you love me that much. And then, you know, there's Trees of Hope, and then there's Christmas. You know, but I love our shelters. They're designed as homes. We try to mimic if they were in their own homes and the things they would have to do as mm-hmm. far as chores and all of those. The cooking, as Anna said, they cook on their own. Where it's not stringent as far as shelter is concerned, and so it's for the best. And so, as I mentioned, we have now 6 homes that provide up to 19 families.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember I remember when Hope House was before City Council just to be established, and that was a struggle way back in the
80s. You're really old, 80s.
Ted. Bringing it up. Bringing it up.
It does. Yeah. And we all were thinking that. You verbalized it. No, I can remember a couple.
We've been around for how long?
1987 is when those doors opened for families. Mm. Yeah. For everyone. It was a everyone shelter.
Yeah.
It was an everyone shelter. And as I mentioned, you know, there are my key partners in ending homelessness. And so you have Thurman Brisbane Center. You have MICA. You have Empower House for Domestic Violence. MICA's for Chronic. We all play a role in ending homelessness, and we're key to our community system for that. And so when Hope House was designed as the first shelter in our community, when they started having families with children and all of that, there was the discussion about maybe this is not the best fit. And so then Thurman Brisbane was designed to take on individual females and males. But, yes, we're the largest family homeless shelter, so we have children running around and being happy because they're, you know, sleeping in a bed at night.
Yeah.
And the school buses stop and pick them up there. It's what's so interesting is that the school districts in the area still allow the kids at Hope House to go to the schools they had been going to.
Mm-hmm.
So there's less disruption.
Yes.
And so kids that they go to school with wouldn't know that they've changed any kind of living arrangements, and so they can just go, you know, fit right back in,
and they're with their friends.
They're
with their friends. They're with the teachers that they know, that know about how to educate them, because everyone has different types and styles of education. And so it really, I mean, we've had cars come pick up kids to go to Caroline County so that they can still maintain their school system and district. We have kids that go to Stafford, and, you know, we have a program that helps those families in Stafford that are struggling. And so Stafford partnered with Lois Sands Hope House to ensure that those families are helped.
Wow, that is
it's amazing.
It all is so exciting. And over the years, just the stories that you're able to tell of families that, like you say, they come in and they get all, they feel cared for, and they're able to just kind of to break the cycle of all of this.
Listen, I always tell the story, and I get excited about telling the story about Tara going to McDonald's and getting
Tara is the
COO of Lois Sands Hope House, Chief Operating Officer, and she's going to McDonald's to get lunch, and this kid who's serving her at the drive-through window says, "Do you know about Hope House?" And she looks at him and goes, "Yes." And he takes off his mask and he goes, she goes, "Yes, I do." He goes, "You don't remember me." He was a kid at Hope House.
Wow.
And he remembered who she was and had to say to her, "My family is doing well. We're okay because of Hope House."
Aww.
Because of Hope House. And they lived in Spotsylvania County. And he's a teenager now.
And he's got a job.
He's got a job. He's working, and his family is doing really well. They've never come back into our system.
That's great.
And that's what it's all about.
It is.
And that's why Trees of Hope and donating to Hope House and all those kinds of things are so important.
Yeah. So, you know, think about the lives we've touched. We had to have our roofing done at one of our homes. And the contractor that came in had a couple of workers with him, the owner. And one of the contractors said, "I just have to tell you, I lived in this room."
Oh, my gosh.
And I looked across the street at 7-Eleven every day.
Wow.
This was the window of my room. And I just looked at him and said, "You got to be kidding me." He goes, "No, my family came through Hope House."
Wow.
It's those stories that touch you.
Yeah.
And it keeps me going. It really keeps me going.
Mm, that's amazing.
Wow. I have not heard those stories. That's really exciting.
There's many.
Yeah, oh, I know.
There's many. Yeah, so you just have to think of again, the children that don't have the ability to control what's happening, mm-hmm. they rely on adults. And so you have to think about the impact of that on a child. We just had two of our teenagers, one that went off to college. We were jumping up and down. She got accepted. She's in college. It was a haul to get her started, and we're still helping the family make that happen. And we had one go off to the Navy.
That is
it's those stories.
Yes, and when you say we were jumping up and down, you were jumping up and down, because I remember the story that when we had done videos, and when you got the fence in, and I came over there, and you and me were jumping up and down. So you do really jump up and down.
This
is figuratively.
I do. And we posted that this child, I say child, but these teenagers needed help. And our community, a woman's organization, came through and got all the items she needed for college. Mm. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And the community can get involved now. I mean, you always have needs for daily things.
Yes.
For people that could drop by and paper towels,
yes.
and toilet
I
paper.
I always tell people, think about what you need for your home and your family. That's exactly what we need for 19 families all at once.
And Hope House, because you mentioned you're dealing with all localities. Hope House isn't just a City of Fredericksburg facility. You're dealing with the whole planning district.
So we love to say our campus is located in the City of Fredericksburg, but we cover all jurisdictions. And so it's important for people, if you have any issues regarding homelessness or housing crisis, if you have a housing crisis, please contact our homeless helpline. That impacts every organization pretty much in our community. And it's 540-358-5801.
Give that number
again. Say that again.
540-358-5801. And we have awesome staff that answer those calls to find out how can the community resources better assist you so that you're not in a housing crisis and homeless. So, again, we have six programs, and those six programs are, our housing crisis phone line. So it's a homeless helpline. Then we have a prevention program preventing folks from going into homelessness. We have diversion, that's diverting, and prevention, kind of very similar, mm-hmm. different focuses on funding. And we have the shelter, so we have emergency shelter. Our emergency, just so that everyone knows, when we have families that are homeless, whether they're in Thurman Brisbane Center or Hope House is placing them into housing. So that's our partnership. We are focused on placing families into housing.
And that's a huge thing, because when someone gets into a need, you don't know, who do I turn to? What I don't even know what I need.
Right.
But you have people trained that are able to divert
you
to what
you need. Anybody who's listening who has housing can certainly contact Hope House, because that's a real problem right now. It's just finding affordable housing.
Right. Affordable housing is it. The other is, again, if you are struggling, the state of Virginia has rent and mortgage relief programs. Give us a call. Mm-hmm. Ask those questions. We'll point you in the right direction.
Again, 540-358-5801. Is that number, 540-358-5801. And I mean, that's a big undertaking by you all. But again, you think big, Lisa. And since I've known you, it has become a campus.
Yeah, it has.
And
become a campus.
I think of just all the years we've been getting together and talking. Because you're getting older too. With me,
yes,
you and
I
me
am.
Have been around here.
Yes, I am.
We've been around here and done this. But it's exciting to see the direction things are going.
This year will be 9 years. 9 years that I've been in place at Los Angeles Hope House. It's gone by fast.
Yeah.
I can remember getting that phone call from Anna. And me, shifting in my focus as a nonprofit leader. And I didn't know much about homelessness. I can speak it off the tip of my tongue now.
Oh, just what you did just now. I can, told those stories. I can, just, yeah. I mean, that just, you mean
but it's not,
goosebumps.
For me, it's not just a job. I am really passionate about, I love this job. I live and breathe this job because I see the difference that we're making.
Nice hire, Anna.
I know. I'm so glad I made that phone call. Wow.
Anna, you too, though. I have said this. Anna's not, I see, I know a lot of people that are on boards who come in here and talk with passion, but you've had a long time. I mean, you came in before there was a Lisa.
Right,
you and I did
right.
this show, just the
exactly.
two of us, because it, I see you. I drive by, if I drive by many afternoons and I see the buses there, I see Anna over there encouraging the kids.
Yeah, I have a passion for Hope House too. I'm like Lisa. I didn't know a lot about homelessness, but boy, this organization is key to this community. There's no question about it.
And the community can really get involved with Trees of Hope. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up this morning and talk about Trees of Hope, everything that's going to be going on beginning this weekend and going on through early December. And you can see all of these trees. You can bid on them and learn more about Hope House at the Ashley Home Store on Carl D. Silver Parkway over in Central Park. LoisAnnsHopeHouse.org, the website. We'll conclude by talking again about Trees of Hope with Anna Billingsley and Lisa Crittenden on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit GoEVMobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Lisa Crittenden and Anna Billingsley here this morning as we talk about Lois Ann's Hope House. Real quick, the name Lois Ann's Hope House holds some meaning.
Oh, it does.
It holds a tremendous amount of meaning because we've always been Hope House, and then we, in our 25th year, we received a significant, our silver anniversary, we received a significant contribution from Larry Silver, Silver Companies. And his sister, Lois Ann, had recently died, and Lois Ann embodied all of the values of Hope House. She was a social worker who really cared about people in need. And so that was what we decided to do. After the contribution, we switched our name from Hope House to Lois Ann's Hope House, and we have a really nice picture of Lois Ann in the entrance way to our to Hope House. And we just always think about carrying on her legacy.
I think it is, and I talk about just the passion that you two have, but in over the years, getting to know even some in the past few years, getting to know a couple of the other staff members at Hope House, they're all like you.
Yeah. I mean, they're all everybody's just dedicated.
Yeah.
I mean, the woman that Lisa just mentioned, Tara, mm-hmm. our COO, oh my gosh, she lives in Alexandria, and she has been driving back and forth to Hope House every day for how many years?
Wow.
She's worked there forever.
It's like 18?
And she can find jobs closer to home, but she loves Hope House.
No, and I think of community people. We always laugh at his expense, but Ken Croco is just, I mean, he is just
committed.
Really strongly committed.
We keep talking about, you know, people, will people like this tree? Will people bid on this tree? As he keeps reminding us, this is not about the trees. It's about, this is a means through which people can get, give to this Hope House, give to this important community entity. Mm-hmm. So
the trees will go on display this Friday.
Right.
At Ashley Home Store over in Central Park.
Exactly.
And I'll let you run through everything.
Well, if people listening are like me, I'm thinking I don't need one more Christmas decoration. But honestly, there has not been a year that I haven't bought a tree. Because the trees are all so different, and they're easy to manage. I mean, I have four or five sitting around in my house every year because, you know, they're tabletop trees. And I have taken them to friends. I have a friend in a nursing home. I took it and I decorated her room. I mean, there's so much you can do with these trees because they're so transportable. And so they're delivered fully decorated on Wednesday, and we'll get everything set up in the home store where they're going to be displayed among the pieces of furniture, which is wonderful. And then beginning Friday during the store's business hours, you can come in and look at the trees and look at the furniture and start bidding. You can bid online. We can set you up with that. And then throughout the whole display period through December 11th, you can bid. We have a special opportunity this coming Saturday from 2 to 5 to meet some of the tree decorators, have some refreshments. And also the big opportunity on Saturday is that there will be a raffle for probably one of our most beautiful trees that has all, original paintings of doors of Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
So, and anyway, the conclusion of the event will be December 11th, and that's when the silent auction ends, as well as when we have a live auction of some very spectacular trees. And we hope people will come out to the store between 7 and 9 for our Christmas party, where we'll have some refreshments and cocktails. But if you can't make it, you can also bid on trees, both live and silent, from home through December 11th.
Right. So. And if all the information that Anna just shared, if you have any problems keeping up with it, go to our website, you know, LoisAnnsHopeHouse.org, LoisAnnsHopeHouse.org for more information. And always friend us on Facebook. And keep, we always are updating information on Facebook, and you can get the information there.
And when needs arise, you need something, it's good to follow your Facebook page.
Yes, it is good to follow our Facebook page. And we love to share the good stories.
We've been sharing pictures of some of the trees.
Yes. So, beautiful trees already.
Will have, I forgot to mention, but we'll have some other things auctioned as well. So I just was bidding on a silent auction in New York City, and there were items that were not like a tree. They're trips and experiences that you didn't have to be there to have. So encourage people all over the country to look at our website, participate in the bidding, because we're going to have other items, and we have our signature bar cart is going to be available again, which is a nice cart full of spirits and other things you need. So anyway, it's going to be a great opportunity for trees and many other things. So check out our website and come out to Ashley Home Store.
As always, thank you both. This is I look forward to the two of you coming in whenever you do. But we do a Trees of Hope thing, and I look forward to it. I guess I look forward to judging later this week, because it is so difficult.
It is. It is going to be a challenge. But, you know, for all those listening, we look forward to seeing you this year and seeing those smiles and you jumping up and down, as I say, about loving those trees. And we have such great decorators, so don't miss out.
Oh, and bring your kids. We have a scavenger hunt.
Yes. Oh, that's fun, too.
That we have little bits and pieces of trees, and your kids can search all over the store for that.
LoisAnnsHopeHouse.org for all the information about Trees of Hope. You should bring your kids by the Ashley Home Store, too. They would really like to see these trees. Lisa Crittenden and Anna Billingsley, thank you so much, and good luck with all this, and we will see you soon.
Thanks. See you soon.
And Ken Croco, good morning to you. That's it. Thanks for listening.
Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.